You chase down my mercy as he proves there's nothing that his blood can't cover and his arms can't reach to redeem. Oh, just when you thought you exhausted his kindness, his gentle compassion pulls you out of hiding. And just when you thought that his grace somehow reached the end, you find you're forgiven again. It's so amazing how he will move heaven and earth to reach through the darkness, the shame, the heartache, the hurt. And we find out again there is nothing the Savior loves more than seeing surrender so he
Joseph Habedank here on Sounds of Praise, and Just When You Thought. Okay, 4 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, and I want to remind you, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. CC Winans, and he's never failed me yet here on Sounds of Praise.
When I was a child, I did childish things. My life was church and all it brings. I'd always hear the old folks sing, he's never failed me yet. I heard this phrase and I trusted so that one day I would come to know the truth in which these words do hold. He's never failed me yet. With years of life came tests and trials, and nights when tears replaced the smile. Though God was right there all the while, my soul was not at rest. But I lived to tell that I made it through. So instead of singing about the blues, I bring you news to encourage you. He's never failed me. I'm grateful for those simple words that I so often overheard. Though many memories drift like birds, some still I can't forget. They come back ringing right on time, like bells so heavenly they chime. That old time phrase, now mine, oh mine, he's never failed me yet.
Is the law of the land. The world's in a shake up. It's time to wake up and set to a higher command. Fighting and fussing, screaming and cursing, never solved a single. Let us read.
7:13 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's Sunday, July 22nd, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018. On this last set, we heard Brian Courtney Wilson with Hope Saved My Life. Jonathan Wilburn with Calvary's Cross. Hillsong with Wonder. Jacqueline Carr with Stay Right Here. Jermaine Dolly with I Don't Want to Be Moses. Joseph Haberdank with Just When You Thought. CeCe Winans with He's Never Failed Me Yet. And we concluded the set with Michael English and Love is the Golden Rule. 7:14 is the Sounds of Praise time. And we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, let's get right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus here on Sounds of Praise.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. I declare if you're calling long enough. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen. The name of Jesus. demons start to tremble. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
I want to ask you something. Do you know him?
Do you know?
Yeah, we getting ready to close this now. Somebody ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying,
oh, 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 oh,
in the name of the Lord. Oh,
bye.
It's 7:25 here on Sounds of Praise. Yes, we're going to call on the name of the Lord. He is our help. He will not fail. And we're going before him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, actually, let me tell you what the prayer requests and the praise reports are. We're praying for DB. DB is battling cancer and has been sent to a hospice facility. We're praying that God's going to minister in her life. DB battling cancer. Then we're praying for CS, also another cancer battler, praying that God's going to minister in her life as well. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's going to face surgery for her back and also for her eye, and that God will also deliver her from smoking. Michelle of Medford. Then we're praying for S. S is recovering from a broken leg. We're praying that God's going to heal him and give him complete deliverance. We're praying for E. E was preserved from a fall recently. Praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her life as she praises him for the great wonders work that he's accomplished in her life. We're praying for your equipment here at WMFO. Had problems with the internet connection on two different occasions this morning, but God worked in our behalf and restored them, and everything seems to be working fine so far. So we're thanking him and praising him that he continued to work in our behalf during these times. We're praying for the families of those who have been shot on the streets of America. It seems like all kinds of terrible scenes are taking place. Police officers as well as civilians are being killed. Children in schools and different places. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully on the behalf of the loved ones who have been left behind. And also minister in the life of those who are injured in all these various situations. And we're praying for the families of those in the military. We don't want to forget them. There are many of those who have lost their lives and their families, and even when they come back, suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. We're praying that God's going to minister on their behalf as well. Okay, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're thankful, Lord, that we can bring our various tests and trials and situations before you, anticipating that you're going to work powerfully in our behalf, because you're the God who has promised to do all things well in the behalf of those who put their faith and their trust and confidence in you. So we pray, O Lord, you would do mighty works in the behalf of these your people. May they recognize, O Lord, that we can continue to put our faith and trust in you, and great and mighty things will be accomplished as we continue to look to you, who is the giver of every good and every perfect gift. So work powerfully in the lives of your people, Lord. Bring the healing and deliverance that you alone can give those who are suffering from cancer. We know nothing is too hard for you, and we pray, Lord, that you would deliver DB, who's been battling cancer, and CS also, who's battling cancer. Pray, Lord, you breathe their healer, be their deliverer. Provide for their each and every need, and what doctors and science and medicine can accomplish, we're looking to you to accomplish in the behalf of these your servants. And may many be one into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony and through all that you're going to accomplish in their behalf is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who facing back and eye surgery and is also needs to be delivered from smoking reproval, Lord, you work powerfully in her behalf. Provide that which you alone can provide. Give her the strength, give her the courage, give her the ability to go ever onward and forward. You may her faith not fail, and may great and wondrous things be accomplished in her life and through the testimony you're going to give to her is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for S, who's recovering from a broken leg, Father, we pray you administer powerfully in the life of this individual, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. And we pray, oh Lord, you continue to give him your strength, give him your deliverance, give him your victory. May he be able to walk and move forward, Lord, without crutches or any other impairment because of this situation. And may he recognize, oh Lord, that you are the healer. And because of the great work that you've accomplished, he's able to go ever onward and forward in you. And may his life be a testimony of the wondrous things that can be accomplished to those who put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is our prayer in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for Eve, who was preserved from a fall recently, pray, O God, you continue to minister on her behalf. Touch her, I pray, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow right now in the mighty and wondrous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're going to thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life in the days which are ahead is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for the families of those who've been shot here in America, all kinds of various things. Police officers are being shot. Civilians are being shot. All kinds of things are taking place. Individuals are going into schools and into businesses and newspaper offices and every place. Seems like there is no sanctuary, even in churches recently. Pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in the lives of those family members who have been left behind. We don't want to forget our military who are fighting all over the world. And we pray, oh God, you would be with them and strengthen them and overshadow them. And may great and wondrous things take place even during these times of testing. May they look to you and receive the blessing and the victory that you alone can give is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. Father, we come this morning because you are God and beside you there is none other. And we're praising and uplifting your mighty name, praying, O Lord, you will accomplish in our behalf through the equipment here at WMFO, that your hand would be upon us so that we might be able to move forward in you and receive the blessing and the victory that you alone can give. And may the grace and the mercy of Almighty God be our strength, be our source of joy and blessing as we utilize this equipment to bring the good news of the gospel into many lives. Those who are shut in, those who don't attend church, maybe driving in the road, on the road, listening to the radio, whatever the situation might be, you know where they are. And we commit them all into your hands. May your salvation grace reach out and reach them wherever they are. And may many be won into the kingdom through this ministry is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:33 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, WMFO.org. And multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. And I want to remind you or inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyV, is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. And soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:34 is the Sounds of Praise time. And if you just tune in, we have been playing new music and top hits of the year 2018. And a song by Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton entitled Call on Him that we've been using occasionally for our intro theme into the When You Praise segment of the ministry is quite a favorite here. And so we're going to go back and play that one more time because that's so nice. We're going to play it twice.
But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
And that's what God wants you to do today. He wants you to call on the name of the Lord. If you've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, if you've received him and you're not where you should be with him, you can always come back. He's the restorer of the backslider. I'd like to lead you in prayer today. If you are in that group where you've been looking on, but you've never fully entered in, or you've entered in and you strayed away, God is calling you to come to him. And if you come to him, he'll receive you as his child, because that's what salvation is all about. We enter into the presence of God as a little child, as far as our ability to provide for ourselves, as far as salvation is concerned, we're as helpless as a little child. And God is saying, if you recognize that, and if you yield yourself to him, he will be the big father, the big son that we need to take us through to the victory, eternal victory that he has for all those who put their faith and trust in him. Won't you pray? If you repeat these words after me, there's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the message in the music. I've heard those rejoicing in you and in your salvation. And I honestly cannot do that. And so therefore, I'm coming to you. I want the freedom that you've given to others. And your word says you are no respecter of person. So no matter how low I might be because of the way I've been living, you are able to restore me, lift me up, and make me your child. Set me on the path to heaven and allow my days on this earth to speak for you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name as I seek your salvation and your forgiveness. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. God will do it, and when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. You need to get involved in the church, but we want to let God guide you in that direction. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're just going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that number again, while we're on the air, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. So please don't put off for tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Tri-State Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise. If you come to him, and the optimum word there is if. God doesn't take any prisoners. He could overwhelm us by his power and make us his children, but he won't do that. Why? Because he's given us the freedom of choice. And so whether you want his salvation or not, whether we all need his salvation, but whether you want to receive it as a free gift, that's determined by you and what decision you will make. And we leave that to you, because we can't force you either. And so therefore we're praying that you will come and yield yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and receive his salvation. Tri-State Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
Come to
Tri-State Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise. Come to Jesus if you come to Him. We pray you have, and if so, please give me a call. We'll be here for about 6 or 7 more minutes after the program has ended, getting our stuff together, and we'd be glad to take your information and then send you that material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still get that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. And when you've given your life to Christ, Hezekiah Walker and LFC are going to tell you life is going to be better. Yes, that's what Jesus does.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God,
God is in
control,
God.
Y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
By the praise.
Within
It's 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry.